to mask or not to mask. It's mandatory in some stores and offices, and now schools are grappling with policies as they plan for the fall. As we've been highlighting the back-to-school plans for various private schools, some are requiring masks on campus, while in some areas, masks are optional. We talked to one parent who isn't keen on the idea of mandatory masks. Kimberly Hain has two sons at Punahou School. She's written letters to the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools and to Public School Superintendent Christina Kishimoto, expressing her concerns.
A surgical mask, they're meant for sterile environments and to be worn short-term. They're not meant to be worn 8 hours a day. You know, we're not meant to have our mouths covered all day long and prevent oxygen uptake. It actually increases your risk to respiratory infection, amongst other things.
Are your sons, I don't know, reluctant to wear masks?
You know, my kids are great. They're very much going to follow rules. But my younger one has had problems with asthma since he was little, and he cannot wear a mask. He does it for a short period of time, like to walk into a store. But I will be sending my kids to school with a pulse oximeter to measure their oxygen levels. And I will also be requesting their doctor to write them a letter, because my younger one cannot. If he wears it for a long period of time, he starts having difficulty breathing. And I think there has to be consideration at the very least for children that have difficulty wearing masks, right? The other issue to me is when you're fondling or touching the mask all day, which is what exactly a child will do, you're completely interfering with what the purpose is. They become like little petri dishes on their faces. So I just think that masking prolonged all day long and in children, it's not realistic. And it's going to be more hurtful than helpful, especially for the child wearing it.
Yeah, we did get guidance early on that masks were not a good idea. And then, of course, that's changed. And then they just said, well, on one hand, it may increase people touching their faces because they're uncomfortable with the masks
right
on. And that's not good. And the masks they put on could be dirty.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I guess we'll try to wash it every day as a mom. But, you know, you got to look at the science behind this, too. New England Journal of Medicine, we know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Journal of American Medical Association, face masks should not be worn by healthy individuals to protect themselves from acquiring respiratory infection because there is no evidence to suggest that face masks worn by healthy individuals are effective in preventing people from becoming ill. That was in March. New England Journal of Medicine just recently came out. I don't have the date in front of me. You know, World Health Organization, everybody's saying, even Sarah Park, Dr. Sarah Park, our state epidemiologist, in the very beginning said she doesn't think that healthy people should wear masks. But again, for me, my biggest concern is that prolonged mask wearing by my child is going to actually increase his risk of respiratory infection, hypoxia, other types of illnesses like headaches and anxiety and brain fog. It's going to interfere with learning. So there's a lot of cons to look at when you're doing a risk-benefit analysis.
We did talk to some heads of school that say, nope, you come on our campus, you have to wear a mask. And others say, well, they'll be required in some areas, mandatory in some, optional in others.
Yeah, I think Punahou's looking at doing it maybe not mandatory, like for the 2 hours. So they're changing their structure of their classrooms, too, for the older kids. And they're going to have really long blocks of classroom time, like 2 to 3 hours. So it's, you know, it's going to be a long time. So I hope they're going to withdraw a mask requirement while they're in the classroom. But then it's even silly. So you have to have a mask on while you're walking outside in fresh air. That's also silly to me.
You walk around these days, if you exercise outside, no need to wear a mask. But if you enter a store or at some places of work, you have to wear a mask.
Right. And I wish that the CDC would just get on board with the WHO, because their most recent statement says that the main modes of transmission of COVID-19 virus are direct contact with infected individual and droplets produced from coughing or sneezing. End of story. So again, screen our children before they come on campus, like do extra vigilant screening. And if they're symptomatic, keep them home. But if they're not symptomatic, the spread is minor. And, you know, and why are we ignoring the big picture here? That CDC's own number says that the overall mortality rate for everybody is 0.26%. And the majority of these people have been in nursing homes. So we're looking at increased case numbers right now, but we're not looking at increased mortality rate. Yes, more people are being tested, but the truth is the mortality rate is decreasing. So we are looking at something similar to influenza as far as a risk to our children. In fact, influenza is more of a risk to our children as far as mortality rates go. So we've never done this before for flu. So why are we doing this to our schools and our kids now?
That was one parent's viewpoint on the mask issue in our schools. Kimberly Hain is the mother of two high school students who attend Punahou. She hopes the issue doesn't get to the point where she would pull them out of school.